Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The date is Monday, July 9th, 2012. We are in the Pat Price Tech Talk training room of AccessibleWorld.org. And we think we have an exciting program ahead for you this evening. We're going to begin with our friend Chase Crispin, and then we'll move into the introduction and then our live guest. Okay, so without further ado, let's hear Chase Crispin.
Welcome to Tech Update, the technology news segment heard on ACB Radio's Main Menu and Accessible World's Tech Talk. Hello, Main Menu and Tech Talk. This is Chase Crispin with the Tech Update for the week of July 2nd, 2012. Xerotech has made an interesting announcement this week. They are continually making available more affordable packages of assistive technology. A couple of years ago, their new thing was their Build-A-Bundle service, where you could get several services together for a low price. They continued that service, but they also announced a new way to get their three most popular products for one low price. For $21.95 per month, or $240 per year, you will get access to the System Access Screen Reader, the System Access Mobile Network, and the DocuScan Plus cloud-based OCR solution. This will include all future updates to all three of those services. It's very easy to get started with putting your screen reader, your mobile network, and your OCR together. And to do that, you need to go to samobile.net and log in, click on My Account, and then go buy the new bundle if this is something you're interested in. Or if you don't have a System Access Mobile Network account, go to samobile.net to create an account and to get a free trial. Apple has released an app for the iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad that allows you to automatically subscribe to and download podcasts using this app. Using this app, you won't have to go into the iTunes store to get your podcasts anymore. This app is free and it's in version 1.0. Go to the App Store on your iOS device and search for podcasts, or visit itunes.apple.com to get the app today. If you have been looking at purchasing a Victor Reader Stream, now might be the time to do that. For $258, get access to the Victor Reader Stream and the $49 soft pack. And the soft pack gives you additional functionality for playing and recording in additional file types. This is actually a $408 value that you can get now for $258 until August 31st. So if you would like to purchase a Victor Reader Stream with soft pack for $258, you might want to do that now by visiting humanware.com. With the conclusion of those three assistive and mainstream technology news items for this week, that concludes the Tech Update for Main Menu and Tech Talk for the week of July 2nd, 2012. For those of you at the conventions this week, hope you're having a great time and learning a lot and seeing some cool new products. And for all of you in the U.S., we hope you had a great 4th of July. Thank you for listening to this week's Tech Update. If you have suggestions for next week's Tech Update, please email Chase at acbradio.org.
Well, thank you, Chase, very much, and thanks to Engineer Marcia for playing that for us. On Monday, July 9th, today, Rick Harmon will be doing a live presentation for the Tech Talk audience. This presentation will demonstrate using an iPhone and a couple of different barcode scanner apps to determine the identities of various common packages around your home. Rick will be primarily using the digitized application, but will also demonstrate a couple of other apps as well. Also, possibly of even more importance, Rick will discuss the techniques of finding a barcode on a package. Many common items in the home, such as food packages and everyday used items, have barcodes on them in special places. Rick will tell you where these places are so that you can more rapidly find the identity of the package in question. Poor technique can often be the primary cause of not being able to use these various apps to find barcodes on packages. Rick will be doing this presentation live so that you, the audience, can see how easy it can be to use these apps and to quickly find barcodes on many items around your house. afterwards, he will take all of your questions. Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, I present my friend and teammate on the Tech Talk planning team, Mr. Rick Harmon. Rick, the microphone is yours.
Good evening, everybody. And thank you for having me here again, Bob. This is truly a treat this evening because I'm doing this for the first time live. I decided to do this presentation tonight live so that everybody could see how easy it is to use the iPhone as a device for scanning barcodes. What I'll tell you first is that if you have something, you know, like the ID Summit or some other device that you already use for barcode scanning, I'm not going to sit here and try to say that the iPhone can do a better job. I'm just basically going to demonstrate tonight that the iPhone can and does do a good job of finding barcode on things, you know, using some of these various barcode apps. First of all, I will show you how to do this with one of the more popular applications out there that sighted people use to do barcodes, and that is called Red Laser. And why I'm going to start with this is basically to show you how difficult this is to do for a blind person using any of the standard barcode apps out there that sighted users use. Next, I will show you the LookTel Recognizer. While its primary function isn't necessarily to do barcode scanning, it's to identify things by picture, it does have the capability to identify by barcode. And finally, and primarily, I will use the Digitize app. And I will do most of my scanning with this. Another one of the things I'll do this evening is I will talk about technique. And technique is important because if you don't hold the device right and you don't hold the item that you're trying to scan correctly, odds are with the iPhone, you'll never find it. All right. What kind of devices does this work with? If you have an iPhone 4 or iPhone 4S, you're in good shape. If you have a iPod Touch, third generation or fourth generation, you probably aren't going to have a whole lot of luck. If you have an older iPad, the iPad 1, you're probably not going to have a lot of luck. The newer iPads may work pretty well. And what I'll be using tonight here will be an iPhone 4. All right. Let me let off the key here for just a second and let me lock this down so I can get the iPhone here in my hands as well and start doing a little bit of demonstrating. Okay, I believe I'm back here. And like I said, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to use one of the more popular barcode readers out there that sighted people use called Red Laser.
809. Slide to unlock. Phone. Messages. App switcher. Red Laser. Red Laser. Cancel. Button.
Okay, and we have this app up now, and when you run the app, it puts you in the section automatically where you're scanning a particular item. Let's see what I can do here. And I've got an item here in front of the phone, trying to identify it. Once I identify it, it will beep. And that is the trick. As you can hear, or not hear, I'm not picking up. And this is what typically happens with something like this that is used by a sighted user. And why this is these apps like Red Laser expect you to have the barcode on the item directly centered in the camera. And since we're blind, that's pretty much impossible. Unless you get super, super lucky, and sometimes I do. This time I didn't. Let me switch over to Digitize here real quick, just to show you how quickly I can do this with Digitize.
App switcher. Recognizer. Digitize. Digitize. Barcode read. Dr. Pepper Cherry. Scan. Button. Scanning. Tap twice to cancel.
Okay. Digitize is now running. I told it to start scanning. And you hear it clicking. What that means is it's actively looking for something.
Barcode read. Dr. Pepper Cherry Soda. 12 ounces.
And that is a can of Dr. Pepper. Cherry Dr. Pepper to be exact. And it just took me a couple seconds to identify that. So there you can see immediately one of the huge differences trying to use just a regular app out there for barcode scanning, you know, that a sighted person would use. And you might want to try one of these at, you know, free or 99 cents versus, say, $30 for Digitize, because you figure, well, I don't want to spend $30 for an application if I can do it for free or low cost. And what you see here immediately is that the barcode scan apps for sighted people just aren't going to work for us. All right, let me discuss a little bit about technique and how you can identify something. I'll start out here with a can of pop, can of soda. Obviously, you know, you're going to have the top up, and you can identify that with the flip tab on it. And the barcode for something like this, and on most things that are round, like cans and bottles, the barcode is going to be along the lower side of the object. So what you would do is you would tell something like Digitize to scan.
Report. Scan. Button. Scanning. Tap twice to cancel.
Okay. You would hold the camera, the iPhone, in one hand. I'm holding it in my right hand. And you would hold it steady. Then you would take the can of soda in this case, and you would hold it out in front of the iPhone or whatever device you're using, and hold it steady several inches out from the camera. Let it click a time or two. Rotate it a quarter turn. Let it click a time or two. Rotate it a quarter turn. And again.
Barcode read. Dr. Pepper Cherry Soda. 12 ounces.
And there, read it. So, the trick to doing something like a can is, like I said, hold the camera very steady in one hand. Hold the can in your other hand. Hold it several inches out from the camera. And hold it there with Digitize till it clicks a couple of times, and if you don't identify it, like I said, turn it about a quarter turn. Once you do this four times, you should have found the object. Let's try it again on something else. Get another can out here.
Scan button.
And I'll tell it to scan.
Scanning. Tap twice to cancel. Barcode read. Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk 12.00 fluid ounces.
All right. And it read that as Nestle evaporated condensed milk. And as you see, on my third attempt, I turned it three times. It found it. And basically, this will work on any round item. Let me try one more for you here.
Scan button.
Okay, scanning. I've started tap digitize, and we've got another object here. Turn.
Barcode read. Jif Peanut Butter Extra Crunchy 28 ounces. Pack of 10.
Okay. So, there you go. Let me show you something else Digitize will do for you.
More information. Button.
If I go down through here, now we have a button here. It says more information. Let me double tap on this.
Jif Peanut Butter Extra Crunchy 28 ounces. Pack of 10.
It'll tell you what the barcode was. And if I continue flicking to the right.
28 ounces. The J. M. Smucker Company. Extra Crunchy Peanut Butter. Ingredients. Made from roasted peanuts and sugar. Contains 2% or less of molasses. Fully hydrogenated vegetable oils. Rapeseed and soybean. Mono and diglycerides. Salt.
So we get a list of ingredients here.
Serving size 32.0 g.
Now we're getting a serving size.
Servings per container 25.
And I'm continuing to flick with my finger to the right.
Amount per serving. Calories. 190. Calories from fat. 130. Percent daily value. Total fat 16 grams. 25%. Saturated fat 3 g. 16%.
And you get all kinds of nutritional information here.
Trans fat 0 grams. Polyunsaturated fat 0 grams. 0%. Results button.
And I'll go back to the scan results now.
Barcode read. Jif Peanut Butter Extra Crunchy 28 ounces. Pack of 10.
Okay, these particular items here are round items again. And the barcodes, like I said, are along the bottom edge. Let me show you something else here. This is a bottle of water, and its label, it doesn't go down the whole side of the bottle. It's actually up in the upper part of the bottle. So let me scan it.
Barcode read. Jif Peanut Butter Extra. More information. Web search. Report wrong description. Scan. Button. Scanning. Tap twice to cancel. Barcode read. Cal Fitness Water. Kiwi Strawberry 24.00 fluid ounces.
Now that one happened to work out. As soon as I put it in front of the camera, it just happened to be in the right place and it picked it up just like that. So the key here is knowing where your label is at on the object and knowing where the barcode may be. And like I said, on things like cans that you may have in the kitchen, bottles of pop, bottles of water, other things like that. The peanut butter, it's near the bottom of the label on the side, and the trick is holding it out a few inches, several inches from the camera, holding the camera steady, holding the object steady, and rotating a quarter turn and holding steady for a couple seconds to see if you found it. All right, I'm going to stop here just for a moment and take some questions here about this, and then we'll move on to other types of things like boxes and bags of potato chips and things like that. So let me unlock here. All right.
There we go. Okay. If you have questions again and you have a microphone, hit F8, write a letter Q, and enter, and Ron will recognize you. If you don't have a mic, please hit F8, write your question, and enter. Your name pops up on both occasions. I want to start with one that I don't understand. You said that some apps are better aimed at sighted people, like the red laser. Can't sighted guys just read the bottle? Can't they just read the label, what it says in print? Or this shows you how often I go shopping. Are they just all barcoded and nobody knows what it is? So tackle that question. I'm sorry to be so ignorant here.
I'm sorry. I probably confused a lot of people there. No. All of these cans and stuff are very visually labeled, and a sighted person can look right at them and tell immediately what it is. A sighted person doesn't care about the barcode a lot of the time. What something like Red Laser does is they scan the barcode of the object, and in Red Laser's case, it gives them more information like, where can I get this cheaper, or where can I get it? You know, maybe you're in the home and you scan a bottle of pop and you want to say, well, where can I get it on sale? Red Laser tells you things like that. And that's the trick there. I don't know. Maybe you'd get nutritional information that maybe isn't on the box or the can or whatever, things like that. But no, sighted people use these for particular things different than us blind people would use them for.
Okay, and I would imagine a cashier, they're using barcodes. They look at it and go along. So I'm not trying to say there isn't a need for barcodes, but I was just curious. Thank you. You've answered my question. Ron, do we have any other questions, please, at this time?
Jerry Hogan is waiting with a question.
Good presentation, as usual. First of all, I have a hearing loss. Could you spell digitized, whatever you call it, human signetically also? But I have a stomach, which I love dearly, but, you know, it's still big, and it's nice to have it on the iPhone. Can you read all your spices? Like, I like to cook and do many other things, so I try to be as independent as possible. So tools, when you're at the hardware store, supermarket, reading store brand name as well, national brand name. We have HEB, Kroger, you know, and off going to a Spanish or Mexican Latino store, reading their product that's in barcode. Will this label be pick up all this stuff as well as album and so on and so on?
Okay, well, that was a question and a half or two or three there. First of all, yeah, it's not going to replace your ID Mate or your Summit, but some of the techniques I talk about here will possibly allow you to find a barcode quicker because you're looking for it. The thing the Summit has on its side is it uses a laser, and it's called a omnidirectional laser, so it kind of wraps around the item, kind of like, you know, when you're at the store and the person at the counter scans your stuff. You know, they identify those so quick because they use lasers that wrap around the device and find the barcodes instantly, pretty much. Now, the iPhone can't do that because it's just using an optical camera, and the barcode has to be within the view of that optical camera. What Digitize and Looktel Recognizer do differently than the sighted user barcode apps is that they look more aggressively. They use video. Actually, Digitize doesn't. It uses the video on the camera, and it's constantly looking many times a second at the video, looking, can I see a barcode here anywhere? Something like Red Laser, that barcode has to be straight up and down, right in the center, focused and everything, just so. With something like Digitize, and I'll spell that for you since you asked. It's D-I-G-I-T-dash or hyphen Eyes, E-Y-E-S. Now, what Digitize and Look Now Recognizer do is they don't care if that barcode's straight up and down. If it sees it anywhere, even if it's sideways or at some odd angle, especially Digitize, it can see it. Your other question was saying, you know, what kinds of things can you identify with it? Well, Digitize goes online, so you do have to have a data connection to do this. It goes online, looks for barcodes. The Digitize app has a database available to it of, I believe it's over 30 million different items, and that's all kinds of things. Even the ID Mate and the ID Summit can't recognize everything because their databases sometimes don't have things in it, like Costco and some of these store brands that aren't national. There are some cases where it can't identify things, and there are cases where Digitize can't either. Some of the local store stuff sometimes isn't recognized well. I'll show you here momentarily when I start scanning some other things. I'll scan a couple of CDs here for you with Digitize and let you see how that works, and I'll scan other things here. I don't know about, you know, barcodes on tools and things like that. That depends on what the database has on it. But essentially, is if something like Digitize, and Digitize, like I said, has a 30 million item database. Now, Lookdell Recognizer doesn't have that big a database, so it's not going to find things nearly as well. I'm just kind of using it here and there as an example, showing you that it can work. But hopefully that answered everything you wanted to know.
Boy, that was good. I haven't tried it on CDs. I'm going to do that. You know, on the jewel box, I won't do it on the CD. I don't want to wreck it or anything, but I shall do that. Okay, another question, Ron, please.
Okay, there's three more questions waiting, and Daryl Shandro is next.
Okay, hey there, Rick. I was a little bit confused on the descriptions of the barcode. So you said on most cans, the barcode is on the bottom edge. And you said that was for most round things, including water bottles. But then you said later that the barcode is on the upper part of the label on the water bottle. So can you describe? Is there a difference with plastic water bottles, or is it in fact similar to cans and other round things?
Thanks. Yeah. Kind of thought maybe that would be a little bit confusing. On this one particular water bottle, and this is what I was talking about, you have to know where the label is, you know, on the plastic things. You don't have a plastic label or paper label around it. And the barcode is typically in the lower portion of that label. If it's a metal can, it typically is also near the bottom of the, you know, the edge that you're turning around. Not the actual bottom of the item itself, but the side, the lower side. Why I said that on and showed you on the Propel water was that label didn't go all the ways down the bottle, so I had to find it, and that label was in the upper part of the bottle. But again, the barcode was on the lower part of that particular label. So hopefully that explains that for you.
Well, I hope you'll do a box, Rick, because they could be anywhere, and at least I get some tips to us, because I've looked all over boxes. I found it, but they could be all over, and that's always interesting with the iPhone and with any of them, really. But the, as you say, the Summit, which I have, does locate, you know, it's omnidirectional. Okay, Ron, next person.
Marcia Moses is next.
Hi, Rick, and good presentation so far. How often do Digitize and, now I can't think of the other one, the mobile recognizer, I think, how often do they update their database, and do they notify you, or do you just have to keep going into the app store to keep checking? And also, I know what you mean about boxes. I've had a hard time, even with the Summit, finding barcodes on some boxes.
Hi, Marcia. Good question. the database on Digitize is stored online, and that can update all the time, and no user intervention is required at all, because the device, every time it scans something, looks that barcode up online. That's why I said you need a data connection with something like Digitize. The LookTel recognizer, its primary function is to identify objects by pictures of them, not barcodes. It can do barcodes, but it has a more limited barcode system on it, and I'm not sure how they update theirs. But as far as something like Digitize, it's updated all the time, every single day, and you don't have to do anything at all except scan it. What I'll do next is I'll do a box, and I'll talk about boxes, and I'll also do CDs, and I'll talk about those as well.
Okay, Ron, how are we doing on questions? Any more, or shall we move on?
There's just one more question from Dale Kane.
Actually, it's Bill. I'm using Dale's computer this evening. Very good presentation, Rick. I just basically just want to mention that maybe for those that are just getting into this type scanning and stuff, and if you're totally blind, it's true the barcode is at the bottom, but you can also feel where the seam is on the can, and run your hand all the way down the bottom of the seam, and usually that's where the code will be on either side of that seam, except you can't tell on a soda can. You do have to keep spinning it, like you say.
That is correct, and yes, a lot of these labels do have seams, and a lot of times it is close to either side of that seam, so that is a good place to start. It's not always the case. Sometimes I've seen it at 6 o'clock, sometimes I've seen it at 9 o'clock versus where the seam is, but that is absolutely true, and I am a total, so that's right. You know, you can use different things to define these, and that's what I'm going to talk about on some of these other things I scan. I'm going to be talking about seams and things like that that you can use to identify fronts and backs of items, because boxes, we'll talk about boxes here since it's been brought up so much. Barcodes on boxes typically are either on the lower back of the box or the bottom of the box, and I'll demonstrate that here in just a moment. But that's one of the techniques, knowing your front and back. For sighted people, all of these objects, the fronts are the visual portion of the item, and it looks real pretty. It has all the pictures and stuff on it to get your attention, to get you to look at it and buy it. The barcode is never on the front of anything, 99 times out of 100. There may be something weird somewhere where it is, you know, on some kind of a different package. But food items and stuff like that, generally, the barcode is always on the back. The pretty side points forward with all the pretty pictures and labels and everything.
Okay, Rick, why don't you give us a sample of, the box and the CDs? I'm anxious to see how you do there.
All right, let me lock my key again here. All right, and I am back. Let me grab a couple CDs. They're right here in reach. And let me get Digitize back up here.
Slide to unlock. Scan. Digitize. Barcode read. Scan. Button.
Okay. Let me grab these CDs here. Oh, there they are. Yeah, I've got just tons and tons of things sitting here on my desk and around me on the floor, so I can pick them up real quickly here to demonstrate various goodies. Let me show you how you can find a label on a CD, because you'll probably be asking me, okay, what's the front and what's the back? How can you determine this? Okay, the front, when you open the case and you swing the case open to the left of you, that is the front. The CD inside faces towards you. That is the front of the CD itself. The barcode, again, is on the rear. And it's typically going to be in a corner, usually the upper corner. So let me scan here. Oops.
Scan button. Scanning. Tap twice to cancel.
Okay. We get it positioned. Okay, let's see what I'm doing here. Oops, I'm having a hard time here. I did this before the show and I didn't have any problem at all.
Barcode read. Ozzy Osbourne, The Osmond Come of 1997 USA 2CD album set.
Okay, and that was on the corner, on the back. Well, I'm not sure exactly which corner. Let's do it again.
Scan button. Scanning. Tap twice to cancel.
Okay. Get to the back of this one. Hold the camera. Yeah, and you see this one's being a little more picky. Okay, let's see here. Maybe I'm not holding this right. Like I said, you gotta hold it right. Okay, let me try it again. This one's not reading. It did read earlier, and I'm not sure why. All right, this one's not cooperating, and this is why I'm doing this live, so you can see that it's not perfect. It's not, you know, going to work 100 times out of 100 times. And that's why I want to do this live, so you can see what it's doing. If I had recorded this and edited it, and I made it look easier than it was, you know, then people would say, well, hey, you know, it's you're just making it look easy. All right, let me get a box here. Hang on just a sec. All right, let me get back over here. All right, I have a box in my hand right now. And like I said, when you're doing a box, this is a box of cereal. But whether it's a box of cereal or a box of macaroni and cheese or whatever, it will be on the back or it will be on the bottom. Now, in most cases, I found for cereal, it's on the bottom.
Barcode read. Kellogg's Frosted Mini Wheats Maple and Brown Sugar Bite-Sized Cereal, 15.5 ounces, 15.50 ounces.
Okay. And it said this is a box of mini wheats. And like I said, on cereals, generally on the bottom flap, not the bottom side, but the bottom flap. Now on something like, you know, something like macaroni and cheese, it's going to be on the bottom. And how you know, on the bottom side, on the back, and how you determine where the bottom is obviously the box up and down is generally taller than it is wide. The top of the box generally... Oh, shoot. I hit the microphone there. Oops, where am I? Okay, sorry. The top of the box is obviously the flap that opens it, you know, where you can tell the difference between the top flap and the bottom of the flap, the bottom flap of the box. The bottom flap of the box is usually just flat. The top flap of the box, generally, you know, it has, you know, how you open it with the little thingy in the middle. And so that's how you do that. And, oh, crap. Sorry about that. And as far as other boxes, like I said, it's going to be in the bottom, and it's usually going to be in one of the lower corners. So that's how that is done. And let me stop here real quick, and we'll take questions again on boxes.
Okay, let's see if we have questions on boxes. Yeah, you got to be patient on this. It does work, and especially if there's no sighted person around, I learn patience the hard way. I just stick with it until I find out what it is. Okay, Ron, do we have any questions, please?
Nazarene is waiting with a question.
Yes, hi, everybody. My question is, Rick, you mentioned that when you scan, it works on the video component. And I was just wondering, when you're using that a lot as you are there in the demonstration, does it seem to take up a lot of your battery, or is it, it doesn't affect the battery that much? Because I don't do a lot of videos on my 4 iPhone, you know, so I'm not sure about that, if that would take up a lot of the battery or not.
All right. Good question. Let me look here.
96% battery power. Status bar item.
Okay, I'm currently at 96% power here, and I've been using this all of this time. So, yeah, it does, but I mean, you're not going to be sitting here trying to do this all day, obviously. You're not going to be doing... Generally, you just want to know what one or two things at a time are. So, no, I don't think it impacts battery life any more than any other app does.
Okay, that was a good question, though. All right, next question, please.
Julie Dawson is next.
Okay, Julie. Okay, one more time. Julie Dawson, are you there? Okay, let's go to the next question. Perhaps she'll come back. Ron, do we have any other questions, please?
The only other question is a repeat from Jerry Hogan.
Okay, Jerry, make it short, though, please.
You can cut me off, Bob, if you want, if I'm going overboard on this one. Rick, when you use the iPhone, and when you have, like, using that CD and you're having a hard time, do you find that sometimes you restart your iPhone and that may fix your solution? And one suggestion, and have you heard this, and well, did it work? If you're having problems like that, you know, they're soft reset, like, you know, you open up one of your apps, you hold down the power off button, and then after a few seconds, you hold down your home button, and then it refresh your iPhone, and it get all that little nibble and bit problem you might be having. Have you heard that? Any of those help?
Yeah, that's not really pertinent here, Jerry. That's for apps themselves, and this isn't really an app issue. It's just, you know, the CDs are real glossy. The iPhone's light is hitting it, and I'm probably just hitting it at an odd angle, and it's just not seeing it well. I tried it several times before the show, and it did work well. I don't think it's any kind of an app issue here.
I'm sure it's lighting, absolutely, I think, because it did work before. Okay, I think, Ron, is that our last question for now, please?
Yes, that's the end so far.
Okay, Rick. I know you're going to get to, what is it, Looktail, eventually here, but you know where you're going on this.
I will do Looktail a couple more times. I did it once. I'm not going to heavily use it because it's not its primary purpose, but I will show a few things on it. What I'd like to do next is I'm going to pull out a potato chip bag and another object here, and we'll see if we can identify these. Let me get these, and then I'll lock the key down. Hang on just a sec, please.
Okay, I love potato chips when I do eat them, and sometimes you want to see the calories or you want to get all the nutrition. You know, it gives some nutritional value here. You got to listen. And then the more information button is a good one. That will give you the ingredients, and that helps a lot. Everybody, whether you're dieting or not, you have a right to know what the ingredients are. And, of course, the one I think is at the top of the ingredients is the most, usually, there. And if it's good for you, great. If it isn't, then you ought to be aware of it. So let's see how Rick's doing here.
Okay, I'm ready. Let me lock the key down. All right. What I'm going to talk about now are things like cookies, potato chips, other things that are in paper-type bags like rice and things like that. As I said, on all of these other things, the barcode is always on the back. So you'll ask me, as a blind user, how do I know where the back of something like a potato chip bag or cookies or something like that is? And actually, it's easy. On the back of a potato chip bag, there is a seam down the back. There isn't one on the front. So that lets you orientate where the back is. Same thing on cookies, you know, like these cookies that are in bags. They generally have a seam along the back, and that's where you want to turn the object. And then again, it's going to be in one of the corners. And if you can identify the top, that's all the better. And a lot of times on potato chips, you can just by the, you know, the top seam's a little bigger than the bottom seam, or it has a hole in the center where it's hanging on a rack. So let me get one of these. Okay. This first one actually is rice. And it's one of the things that doesn't have a seam on it, but it's easy to tell top and bottom because the top is where you tear it open and that's real thin, and the bottom is where the contents are. So let me bring Digitize up. Yeah, it's went to
849.
Sleep.
Slide to unlock. Scan. But Digitize. Scan. Button. Scanning. Tap twice to cancel.
Okay. So on something like this, it's kind of a it's a glossy surface. It's got a lot of creases and stuff in it, but it's going to be...
Barcode read. Nor Fiesta Sites Spanish Rice 5.6 ounces. Pack of 12. 5.6 ounces.
And it found it. Again, the key is hold the camera, the iPhone, whatever. And I typically hold it in my right hand. You hold it steady. You don't move it. You move the object. But you don't just move the item around and around and around. You try and find your bottom corner, like I said, and you hold it there for a couple seconds. Let Digitize go click, click. And if it hasn't found it, it's obviously not there. So reposition the item, not the camera, to the other corner. And then again, hold it steady several inches out from the phone. Hold the phone very steady. Hold the item very steady. And it'll click, and if it identifies it, you know, it'll go beep, and it'll tell you what it is. And like Bob was referring to, once you identify something, here, particularly with Digitize, you have some other options.
More information, button.
You have your more information.
Web search, button.
You can search things on the web. If it can't find it, you can try and find it through Google searches and things like that, and sometimes that does work.
Report wrong description, button.
If you happen to find something you know the description it gives is wrong, you can report that.
Scan button.
And then there's your scan button. So
report web search. More information button.
Let's go into more information on this.
Nor Fiesta Sites Spanish Rice 5.6 ounces. Pack of 12.
Okay. And a lot of things, these will say pack of 12 or six pack or whatever. That doesn't mean that's exactly how it came. That's just how they were configured when they were shipped. And this is Nor Spanish Rice.
5.6 ounces.
Yeah, it's 5.6 ounces.
Unilever Best Foods North America.
And that's who makes it.
rice and pasta blend with bell peppers and a sweet tomato sauce. Lipton Sides is delighted to join forces with Knorr, the flavor experts, and now our name is changing to Knorr Sides, in addition to your family favorites. We'll offer an expanded range of flavors from across the country and around the world. Cooks in 7 minutes, 0 grams trans fat per serving. Top of stove.
Okay, and this gives you a little bit of information about the item. And this is microwavable, too. I don't know why it just says top of stove.
Directions.
And there's our directions.
Curlin, 1 in medium saucepan. Bring 2 cups water, 1 tablespoon, vegetable oil, optional, and contents of package to a boil. 2 stir. Reduce heat to low and simmer covered 7 minutes or until rice iced under. 3 let stand about 2 minutes. Stir and serve. Microwave.
There we go.
Directions. Colon and 2-quart microwave safe bowl. Combine 2-1/4 cups water, 1 tablespoon, vegetable oil, optional, and contents of package. Microwave will convert at high about 12 minutes star or until rice is tender. Stir and serve. Star microwave ovens vary. Adjust times as needed. Ingredients.
Now we get our ingredients.
Enriched long grain rice. Rice. Niacin. Iron. Thiamine mononitrate. Vitamin B1. Folic acid. Enriched vermicelli. Wheat flour. Niacin. Iron. Thiamine mononitrate. Vitamin B1. Riboflavin. Vitamin B2. Folic acid. Vegetables star. Tomatoes. Red bell peppers. Chili peppers. Green bell peppers. Salt. Maltodextrin. Sugar. Onion powder. Spices, including paprika. Garlic powder. Monosodium glutamate. Citric acid. Disodium inosinate. Disodium guanylate. Natural flavors.
Germinated
extractive 4 color. Star dried. Made in a facility that processes milk, egg, soy, wheat, sesame, and sulfites.
Interesting.
Serving size 0.5 cup. Servings per container 2.5.
Yeah, you know, they always say that, but it sure seems like it's a lot less than that, doesn't it?
Amount per serving. Calories. 230. Calories from fat. 10% daily value. Total fat 1 gram. 2%. Saturated fat.
And I'm just flicking down the screen here on the front of the screen. I'm using my right finger, you know, my finger flick to the right to tell it to read down the screen.
0%.
And you can read this by word if you need to as well. I know it reads a little fast. Some of you probably have a hard time understanding all of it.
Trans fat 0 grams.
But basically, you get all those kinds of goodies.
Results. Button. Barcode read. Nor Fiesta Sides Spanish Rice 5.6 ounces.
Okay.
Pack of 12. 5.6 ounces.
Let's put the rice down and I'll get the bag of chips. Okay. And like I said, on chips, there's a seam down the back of the bag, so that's where you want to orientate. And on a lot of chips, the bottom seam going across the bottom that seals it is smaller than the top. And in this case, that is true. So I can identify top, back, and bottom. Where the barcode, again, is going to be, either on the lower right side of the back or the lower left side of the back. And again, this is a glossy item with all kinds of, you know, it's not real flat.
Scan button.
So as Bob was saying, patience is a virtue here. If you can't immediately find it, you make sure you're holding the camera very steady. Make sure you're holding the package several inches out and the camera has a good view of it. Hold the item steady for a couple seconds to let Digitize have a real good look at it. Let's scan this.
Scan button.
Okay,
tap twice to cancel.
Going to put the bag here. Okay, try the right side, lower right. And this gets particularly picky.
Barcode read, Chex Mix Snack Mix, Bull Party Blend 15.00 ounces.
Okay, and it was on the bottom left side. Like I said, the shape is irregular. It's got, you know, with the chips and everything in it, it's kind of got, you know, like ridges and stuff along the bag. It's just a plastic bag. So you got to hold it steady for a couple seconds out from the camera. Make sure you hold the camera real steady, too. Let it have a good look at it so it can identify it. And a lot of times, that's the key to identifying a lot of this stuff is the technique. You know, you hold the camera in your one hand, and you hold it steady. I'm right-handed, so I hold the camera in my right hand. you hold the, you know, where the back camera is pointing outward, so it's kind of sideways in your hand. You know, the front of the camera is pointing towards my palm, and the camera on the device is pointing towards the left. And it's key that that be held very, very steady. Again, you take the bag or whatever, and you hold it several inches out. It can be anywhere from 4 to 6 or, you know, maybe a couple more inches. You just got to kind of play with that. But then you hold it very, very steady until, you know, it scans it. Don't move the object around. You know, hold it steady. Don't scan it side to side or up and down real slow. Hold it steady. Let Digitize have a real good look at it. I'll stop here and answer questions, and we'll determine if we have enough time to carry on with a few more scans of maybe some toiletries, things like that, or that are irregular shapes sometimes, and we'll see how we do with those. Let me unlock here. Let me put this bag of chips down first. Okay, and I'll unlock.
All right, let's see if we have any further questions from the audience, please, Ron.
Roberta has a question.
Okay, Roberta, question?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, you don't want to ask one? That's, let me make sure, though. We want to make sure. That's okay. I've done that myself. Do you want to ask a question at this time, Roberta?
No, sir.
That's okay. You worked it right, though. You know how to work text chat, the screen, and that's good since she's new here. All right, any other questions, Ron, please?
Okay, the only other question is from Julie Dawson.
Okay, Julie, final call here. Let's see if we can find her. Give her one more chance. Julie Dawson. Okay, Rick, maybe you can scan a couple more items, then we'll be right at the top of the hour. And again, as Rick said while he's getting ready, he could have done this recorded and made no mistakes, and he wouldn't believe me. He really is sensitive to that. It would have been perfect. But this shows you that this is the true use of it that you would do when you'd say, gee, our sighted neighbors are gone, no sighted friends. Oh, my gosh, I know this is either pickles or beer or something. You can smell it, I guess, but if the bottle's closed or something. And you make it happen. Technology can happen, but you have to be patient. And if you are, you usually will find out what it is. Okay, let's see if Rick wants to scan a couple of more items, and then we'll wrap it up here tonight.
Okay, what I'll do now, if you want me to go ahead and do that, I'll scan some toiletries here, things like shaving cream, bottles of different colognes and stuff that are irregularly shaped, deodorants, things like that. I'll do two or three real quick for you and just comment as I do them, if that's okay.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, let me lock the key. Okay. Oop. All right, let me get the device up and talking again. Up there, it's functional. Okay, now these are irregular shaped things like deodorant. This deodorant thing is like an oval-shaped container. And again, you need to determine, you know, where the top and the bottom of the device, or not the device, the object is. Things like this are typically going to be on the back again of things. I'm holding right now a thing of deodorant. I have the bottom down, top up, and I can almost feel the barcode here as it's painted on. It's going to be on the back. So let me tell this to scan.
Scan. Button. Scanning. Tap twice to cancel.
Okay. It's been contrary. Let me flip it around. There it goes.
Barcode read. Old Spice Red Zone Deodorant Slagger 3.25 ounces.
And again, like I said, it's key. Hold both things very steady. And the barcode on this particular thing is on the back, and it was down near the bottom. and I had to hold it real steady for it to get a good look at it. Sometimes these surfaces are glossy, and I can throw the camera off. All right, let me do one here that's really, really oddly shaped. And this is called BOD, body spray. And it's in a, it's not circular, it's not oval, it's just kind of really odd. But you can feel a label on the front of it, you can feel a label on the back of it. Now, I assume the bigger label is on the front, and it's, you know, the visual part of it for people to see.
Scan button.
So I'm going to tell it scan.
Scanning. Tap twice to cancel. Barcode read. BOD. Fragrance body spray. Black 1.8 fluid ounces / 53 milliliters.
And like I said, this bottle is very irregularly shaped. Again, determining the front and the back. In this case, the front label was bigger. The back label was smaller, so I was assuming that it was it. So again, held it real steady and let it have a good look at it for a couple seconds, and it identified it. I'll do one more here. This is a metal round can, and sometimes these can be a little picky. And it's got a plastic label around it. Let me try to scan this.
Scan button.
And like the gentleman said earlier, it has have a seam. So I'm going to point the seam first towards it, and then I'm going to go.
Barcode
to the other side,
skin shave gel for
and it found
7
it.
7.00 ounces.
So again, like the gentleman said earlier, if you can identify that seam, it may be just to one side or the other. So hold it to the one side. If it doesn't pick it up, rotate it, hold it to the other side, and a lot of times it will. Not all the time, but a lot of times it will. And so there you go. Again, technique is critical. A lot of blind people are not able to use these apps, and a lot of times it's not necessarily because this app isn't working good. It's, like I said, the technique. Knowing where the barcode is on something helps a lot, because unlike the ID Summit that uses a laser, this uses a camera. So the barcode has to be visible to the camera. And that's the trick to that. And holding the camera steady, holding the item steady are key. Holding the item out far enough so it gets a good picture of it, but not too far out that it doesn't get a good, you know, gets too small of a picture. Things like that are critical. Harsh lighting. If you've got a lot of lighting in the room that may be casting shadows onto it, can affect it too. So it's not perfect. But as you can see here this evening, it does work pretty good. If you'd like to know more about DigitEyes, you can go to www.digitdigit-eyes.com on the web. You can find it in the App Store as Digit-Eyes. It's $30. They also have a $19 version now that they've just released recently. I'm not real sure what the exact differences are. I didn't talk about LookTel Recognizer too much because, again, it does have barcode abilities, but that isn't its primary feature. I just wanted to show you there once or twice in the beginning that it did work, and it will scan some things like that with barcodes. All right. If you'd like further assistance on this, I do paid training. And I'd be more than happy to discuss technique with you further. You know, you can come to www.blind-geek-zone.net. And you can contact me through there if you'd like to maybe do some paid training on this or other things. So, again, Bob, I appreciate you having me here again. And thank you for everybody attending. And, you know, putting up with this live. I did want to do this live, like Bob said, so that you couldn't say, well, he just edited the worst parts out. You saw it here tonight live, and you saw it work almost every single time. There was one, you know, there was the one CD it didn't do well with. And, you know, I could continue here scanning things all evening long, showing you, you know, the various things that it would scan. I can do cold items in the refrigerator, you know, like bottles of ketchup, things like that. I did some smoked sausage earlier, you know, things in the freezer. Those work well. So, all right. Thank you very much. I'll wrap this up now. I'll let off the talk key and we'll take some questions.
Well, Rick, on behalf of Accessible World Tech Talk, we want to thank you so much. As usual, an outstanding presentation. And let me say before I introduce Marcia for the final word, next week we will have Earl Harrison from Triumph Technologies. You knew them as Handytech. Now they're Triumph Technology. And he wrote me and said, could I speak to you guys? A lot of great things are happening with Triumph. And we said, of course. So he'll be on next week. So without further ado, let me give you our coordinator of events for the final word, Marcia Moses. Marcia, the microphone is yours.
Thanks, Bob, and thank you, Rick. That was a wonderful presentation, and I know how it is sometimes, even with the summit, things just don't cooperate and read the way they're supposed to. But yeah, I'll be interested when I get my iPod Touch. Well, you said it wouldn't digitize, wouldn't really work with that, so I guess I won't be investing the $30 in that, but who knows, when I get my iPhone, maybe then. But thank you so much for being here this evening, and thank you all for coming in to Tech Talk in the Pat Price Tech Talk training room tonight. Everyone have a good week, and hope you all come back next week to hear Mr. Earl Harrison from Triumph Technologies. Everyone take care and have a wonderful week.
Okay, and as we always say, the Pat Price Room is yours. You can talk all night. I don't know how long Rick will stay. If he has questions, I'm sure he'll answer them and so forth. But thank you, everybody, for coming. We know you asked great questions. You were a very interested audience. Thank you.